Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fugtot?
Now I'm reading the title. Okay.
There's a commonality I should just introduce.
Okay, what is the theme?
The theme
for
is
this
once
week?
Again we have some fast food irrationality.
All right, so drive-through taser incident. Now, of course, I always picture drive-throughs having taser guns, but let's find
like
out
a
here.
Natural as a natural thing, yes.
Woman with stun gun chased Wendy's worker over order. Okay, I like how only 53 people like this one. I don't know why. That somehow strikes me that more people should be aware of, you know, you shouldn't taser workers at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Angered.
Starts off
good. Well. Good choice. Angered that drive-through workers at a Wendy's botched her order. Okay, well, here we go, Florida. A Florida woman stormed a Daytona Beach restaurant this morning and tried to tase an employee with a stun gun. Don't pays me! Melanie's? Reed, 20, reportedly became enraged after fast food workers failed to provide her with the requisite number... Oh, Jesus, come on! of number of mustard and mayonnaise packets. Now, it's not just the meal.
It's the condiments! Condiment fury.
After Reed and Katrina Bryant, 23, argued with the drive-thru employee Jason Hill... called him bitch and faggot, Hill told them that they were childish and to leave.
That sounds reasonable.
So far, reasonable.
Yeah, exactly.
According to the charging affidavit prepared by the cops, Reed then attempted to slap Hill. Okay, this is like those two girls.
Yeah, the bitches at the McDonald's.
What is it? This is Wendy's, so... none of them are safe now.
Yeah, no.
But the worker was able to deflect her hand at the... At point, witnesses told cops Reed and Bryant exited their red PT Cruiser. Losers! And entered the Wendy's. All right. While inside, Reed, armed with a Pink Cheetah brand stun gun...
That's one of my favorite parts.
Pink Cheetah? Chased Hill around the kitchen and employee area of the restaurant with the taser turned on... and making the electric noises.
Now, did she make it, or did the machine make it? Or did she go...
That was sort of my question. I paused thinking, is she like...
Yeah, exactly. Chasing him with the cheetah gun, running around the place. It's entertaining.
I totally want to look this up now. And
what a cheetah brand
stun gun
is. You can imagine.
Have you?
Go for
did
it.
You do it already?
I didn't look it up, but I know what it must look like, right? I can imagine.
All right, cheetah brand, 1,000,000 volt. Oh, so it's not that exciting. Oh, it's like a little tiny.
Huh. Oh, I thought it would have been like a cheetah, and it would be pink, and then he would tase someone.
Now
because there's some really first of all, the fact that there's a pink taser, like as if when you're getting raped and you need to tase somebody,
maybe
it matters
it
to you
pink.
How it looks. Well, it says
but
it's
it
pink.
It looks like a box, though.
Says it's pink.
Know.
Like, why is there a pink fucking stun gun? Do we need... First of all the bullshit with the pink pisses me off to begin with, because you don't need it to be pink.
Well, true,
girl.
True.
But
true.
When you are, you know, for your own safety, attacking someone because of the taser, do you really care that it's... It's like, but wait, I'm being fashionable. incapacitating
your suit. Or your...
your outfit.
Your
the
outfit
taser, of course. I know. Sometimes
but,
I put rhinestones on mine. You know. Different colors for different days, turquoise, it depends. Anyway, go on.
I'm very curious to see if Cheetah Brand is now going to latch upon this story and say, you know what? We listen to this podcast thing, and somebody said it'd be cool to look like it. Can we do that? Can we get batteries and the whole...
And can we make it sound better so someone doesn't have to make those electric noises?
Yeah. Let's have, like, fake zapping noises and people screaming.
Maybe it sounds like a cheetah, so she has to actually make those electric noises.
Making the electric noises.
It goes, so and then she's like, bzz, bzz. I don't know.
I'm going to get you. For her part, Bryant cheered Reed on while continuing the previous argument using profane and discriminatory language. After Hill escaped, the women fled when a Wendy's manager announced that she was calling police. Well, how did the person A get back behind the thing long enough for someone to actually have to say that out loud?
Yeah, I know. It's really weird.
Reed and Bryant were arrested early this afternoon and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a felony. So, we're going to jail.
Yes.
Earlier this afternoon and charged with aggravated... Oh, did I just read that twice? The stun gun was recovered from one of the women's purses, while Reed denied ever going inside Wendy's. Oh, yeah, sure. Bryant contradicted her pal's claim.
Oh, even
Bryant threw under the bus.
Yes.
Bryant told cops that after Hill released Reed's hand at the drive-thru window, Reed entered the restaurant and threatened the worker with a handheld stun gun. They are pictured here in mugshots taken today at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office.
This is what I don't understand, is if the mustard and mayonnaise enrages you to the point where you're going to commit a crime and potentially, you know, hurt somebody, right? They could have. What else is going on in your life? Like, what else is going to send you, like, into fury? Like, there's that woman who got into a car accident because her boyfriend wouldn't take her to see the Twilight movie. Like, you think you're, lady,
oh, wow, I
you
can
know,
see somebody totally flipping out about that.
Yeah, but
you didn't take me to see Broken Face, but, or Broken Face, Broken, Breaking, whatever.
Whatever, Breaking Face.
Breaking Face.
Breaking Bread. I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway. It's a terrible premise. But I guess I don't understand, like, you're living a pretty charmed life if this is where your anger happens.
True.
Things are going okay for you, or nothing's going well for you, and this is the last straw. We're moving on to this is the title even, right? So they got a bit creative here. The Beefy Crunch Burrito Incident.
This makes me hungry.
Yeah, it makes me hungry. It also, it like makes me feel like the guy that wrote the article, or it's a woman actually, Michelle Mondo, the woman that wrote the article really wanted to come up with titles for movies.
Yes.
The Beefy Crunch Burrito Incident.
Starring John Hurt
and
Philip Domingo from a Mexican drama that nobody's ever heard of.
Maria Conchito Alonso in the Beefy Crunch Burrito Incident.
The Beefy Crunch. What the? Sorry, I just flipped through the photos like, what?
Well, it's pretty insane. So, man upset by price gets into shootout with police. No one is hurt. So, they summed up the whole article, which is nice, because I didn't want to have to read it. But, no, it's actually quite long, so hold up. The price of the Beefy Crunch Burrito had gone up from 99 cents to $1.49, and the man at the Rigsby Road Taco Bell drive-thru had just ordered 7. I swear she wanted to write for the movies. The fast food customer was so disgruntled by the price hike.
Before you get to that, the paragraph exterior, gray.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell drive-through window.
The fast food customer was so disgruntled by the price hike, he shot an air gun at the manager, displayed an assault rifle and pistol while in the restaurant's parking lot, fled as police were called, and pointed one of his weapons at 3 officers who pulled him over. Fleeing when they opened fire, he barricaded himself in his hotel room, all over $3.50 plus additional tax. Every once in a while, there's like something see, like some terrible crime story that someone shot somebody over $40, over $100, and each time I'm like, oh my god, is that all a life is worth to you? But here we found a new winner, because although he didn't actually end up shooting anyone, he was willing to do it for $3.50. It's the 50 cents that got to him. The $3 would have been fine.
Now, I don't get how this dude...
What happened?
Anyway, sorry, keep reading. Keep
what
reading.
Happened? Did his wife just leave him?
Well, this is
and
what
then
I was
he decided
thinking,
to
like,
go
is there
to
something
fucking get
about
a burrito?
That he, you know...
I mean, something's got to have happened before. He couldn't have just, like... Because you're walking in with all this shit. Or the hotel room has it. I don't know if... I mean, he has it somewhere near him. But anyway, all 3 of his weapons were found to be air-powered and not firearms. The final incident in the burrito triggered spree. The final incident in the burrito triggered spree happened Sunday afternoon at the Roadway Inn on Northwest White Road?
North WW White Road?
Okay.
Wow.
Engaging SWAT negotiators in a more than 3-hour standoff, according to officials and witnesses. What's that? What's that thing about over there? It's about a burrito. How can you imagine seeing that and having someone explain what the fuck the thing is about?
What a doofus.
Ricardo Jones, 37, was charged with two felony counts of aggravated assault against a public servant. Jones was in the Bexar County Jail on bail totaling $50,000. No one was injured in the incident. Jones was taken into custody about 6:45 p.m. Sunday after officials used tear gas to get him out of the motel room where he was staying. Police recovered the rifle and two handguns, Benavides said. It all began about 4 hours earlier when the man put in his order at the Taco Bell KFC 2-for-1 restaurant. Taco Bell, once again. I don't know what's in the Taco Bell food, if it's an addictive substance that makes people go crazy.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be. Anyway.
So the Taco Bell KFC 2-for-1 restaurant in the 5,300 block of Rigsby Road on the city's east side. Where are we again? Do we remember what city we're in?
We are in
San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Really? Yeah? It's in the San Antonio Express, but I guess it must be where it is. Okay, let's go with that for now. Accuracy is never our strong point in this podcast anyway. Restaurant manager Brian Tillerson, 41, said his employees told him a customer was upset about the price of the Beefy Crunch Burrito. I don't think he knew how upset until he saw it.
No, this is all news to this dude.
Quote, "They did used to be 99 cents, but that was just a promotion," Tillerson said. Quote, "He pointed the gun at me and he fired it. Holy shit! Oh, that's fucking awesome. I leaned to the side and there was a pop, but nothing happened." Oh, it would just been so tragic to die over this. Tillerson said the police later found a BB, but the following 5 minutes, quote, "were pretty crazy," unquote, he said. A man of understatement. Wow. Looking out the windows, he said he saw the man pull an assault rifle and a handgun on the roof of his Mitsubishi Endeavor. These cars are getting a lot of press.
I know. Would you actually want to be associated with somebody who, like, did this?
No.
Like, oh, man.
No, our Mitsubishi Endeavor, a great place to reload. Customers dove under their tables, the employees scrambled to the back, and Tillerson ran to the front to lock the doors as he called police. The man then jumped into his vehicle and took off, Tillerson said. Fewer than 2 miles away at WW White Road and Hershey Drive, where he sodomized. No, I don't know.
Where he sodomized his next victim.
Officers spotted the suspect and two patrol units pulled over the car, Benavides said. As the officers got out of their cars, the man got out of his car carrying the assault rifle in his hands and pointing it at the officers. It's like Die Hard or something, you know? But it's just not the right reason. Usually it's a terrorism thing or, like, something major is happening.
Eat badly.
Exactly! Die Hard because of indigestion and assault rifles. I don't know. Police initially reported Jones exchanged fire with the officers, but on Monday, an SAPD spokesman said investigators could not be sure about that because his rifle was also a BB gun and they could find no spent BBs. It was unclear who shot out the windshield of a police patrol car during the shooting. From there, the man sped off the roadway, and Shade is, like, constantly shaking his head. He's stunned by this progression. From there, the men sped off the roadway in the 2000 block of North WW White Road, just a few blocks away from Interstate 10. It was about 3 p.m. and the man refused to come out. Sharpshooters climbed up on the roof of the Skyline Food Mart next to the motel. What a wonderful, like, a little... You know what? I wish there was, like, a bit of a guidebook, you know? Where, like, a little map and all the things of the things that happened, like a little tourist booklet, but all taking into account this incident. So, would you like to buy your, like, hot dog fresh from the Skyline Food Mart, where they finally, you know, where this part of the incident happened. Anyway, police blocked off WW White in both directions. They evacuated some nearby businesses and some of the rooms in the motel. Through a megaphone, the negotiator could be heard telling the man to pick up the phone. "No one needs to get hurt," the negotiator said. Over a burrito! No. He didn't say that. He should have. Around 6:30 p.m. and without a reply from the man inside, SWAT used tear gas to clear the room, Benavides said. The man came out without incident. Tillerson calm and back at work after giving a statement to police. It's nice that, like, they're giving some good press to the guy that works at the Taco Bell / KFC. So Tillerson, calm and back at work after giving a statement to police, said after hearing that the customer shot at officers, he was even more relieved he didn't get into his restaurant. "The weird thing is," Tillerson said. Like, well, let's hear the weird thing. "The weird thing is," Tillerson said, "he was here a week ago, around the same time last Sunday. He yelled at me then, too." Is that how this ends? Oh, they actually do have a little map where things happen. Yeah, that's nice.
It's kind of helpful. Ordered at the Taco Bell, pulled over by cops.
Stand off at the railway, and there's no food mart mentioned. They didn't get the price they needed. But, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, he yelled at me then, too. It's a pleasant memory then, though. Do you know what I mean? The first incident, in comparison, seems kind of blissful. It was, like, almost nostalgic.
It was mayonnaise and mustard packets.
It was a price increase.
It was a price increase of, what, 50 cents?
Yeah, 350.
So,
but
I don't, like, if it was a price increase, I'm sorry, those burritos are now
$6,000. Still, you'd be like, then I have to leave. You're not making things better for yourself. Things are never going to turn out well for you if you overreact like this. Like, that's where I can't understand. Because even if you're like, this person is an asshole, you know, and I really think that they've screwed me over out of the mustard and mayonnaise packages. I really want to lose it. God, that person deserves a punching. But if I punch them, that's not going to turn out so well for me in the end, and I'll be worse off than I started off.
Shootout.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll go to jail, and it really didn't matter.
I'll get home late.
Yeah.
She'll be like, what's going on? I'm like, I got arrested. Why? Because I shot at the police.
Like, bail is going to cost more than $350.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that you got to do the math on that right away.
$50,000 for this guy?
Yeah, $50,000 bail for a $3.50 price increase on your burrito.
That just makes no sense
whatsoever.
Absolutely
not. No, none at all. Which is kind of like, that's kind of our theme for the show.
I don't get it. I really don't.
So
I'm surprised.
We need help, of course, as usual.
Yeah, we do.
And we are going to call some people for that.
Some people. Who are we calling?
We're
going
to call
today?
The guys from The Complete Guide to Everything. So they should have an answer for us because they know everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel comfortable.
So
I feel confident.
It's Tom Reynolds and Tim Daniels.
Hello?
You dumbass.
What?
You're ruining it. Let her start over.
No, this is perfect.
Well, she's supposed to just ring forever?
She has to answer, right?
No, he has to answer. He did it right.
Oh, shit.
You guys do use phone technology, right?
You know how when someone, like,
what the hell's
calls,
a phone?
The person says hello that's answering, generally? It might be different in the States. Again, you know, it's been a long time since I was there.
We answer the phone, ahoy.
And we say, what do we say? We go, ear, ear.
And then,
like a modem?
Apparently, pretty much.
We try and imitate him.
Fucking Canadians, man.
I know, they're on crack or something.
Yeah, but we're in BC, so we're all high.
Yeah,
now,
that's the logic of it. Okay, so, hey, thanks for answering the phone there.
Hey, no problem.
That was great. So, have you contemplated the issues of the day, the wonderful fucktardedness that occurred in fast food joints?
Yeah, were both these recent?
They're fairly recent. I think one was in May, and then
May of last year, and one I think was in 2010.
Really? All the way back in 2010?
May 2010.
Okay, last 2 years.
No, because for a minute I thought, like, if these both happen this week, something's going on.
I wish they did, though. I wish there's always something happening in a fast food joint.
Well, not to this level.
Something unseemly.
Tell us any thoughts you had about these incidents. In particular, let's, I guess, start with the Cheetah taser gun.
Yeah, so is that, like, a known brand? Is it a cheetah skin taser gun?
I thought that it might be in the shape of a cheetah. We were contemplating how it might look, but it isn't. It's just a pink, that's the brand name, is Cheetah for no reason. I don't know if it's just more, like, sexy and maybe, like, stealthy than other tasers.
It sounds like a lady stun gun to me.
Doesn't it? Because you need your own brand when you're a lady. You don't want to have the bulky masculine model when you're tasing someone, right?
Right. You want the police model. You want the sexy model.
Exactly.
It's got a capital C, so that says to me it's a brand name.
It is the brand name, yes.
It's not a stun gun made for cheetahs, for example.
Oh, exactly. You know how weak a cheetah would have to be, right, to actually employ that? Like, it's been domesticated so much.
I can't run so fast anymore, so I'll just taser your ass.
Step him off, I've got a taser.
The cheetah with stun guns taped to its paws would be the scariest thing.
I don't think so. They wouldn't be able to run.
But they pounced on you with them.
Clomping around, you'd be like, what the? That cheetah's walking funny. He's got something taped to his paws.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of here.
Thousands of volts.
It's kind
of
like one of those, like, action films where the people have one gun in each hand, because that happens.
Like the John Woo, the jumping, the slow motion?
Yeah, they're doing the slow motion dive, exactly.
All right. So a cheetah stun gun, and she was mad that she didn't get mustard and mayonnaise.
Not enough. I think it was she didn't provide her with the requisite number, so perhaps...
Now, Steve, you had a point about this.
Yeah. Monica Shane?
Yeah?
Have you been to a Wendy's lately?
Not lately.
Not lately, no.
No.
All right, well, ever, yes.
Yes, ever.
Have you ever ordered something where you needed mustard or mayo at Wendy's?
Huh. Never.
That. Ketchup packets, I'd tase the shit out of somebody if they didn't give me enough.
Yeah, there's no way to eat mustard. That.
Maybe they didn't give her any, though. Maybe she asked for them.
But it says requisite number, so you would think if they didn't provide her with any, wouldn't they write that? Like, the requisite number seems to me that there are a certain amount that she thought they should provide, and they provided...
She had a number in her head.
Yes.
The server had a number in his head.
They didn't match.
And yeah, it just they couldn't reconcile it. But there's something wrong with her if she needs mayo for Wendy's food.
Anything at Wendy's that could have mayo, they've already put more than enough mayo on it. It sounds like these employees were trying to save her from herself.
I know how you get. Maybe that's what it is. Like, they know that there's a trigger point, and it's going to get worse if they give her... Like, she's like a gremlin, but it's with mustard and mayo.
That's an interesting theory.
It didn't mention if it was after midnight or not. So
yes.
No, jerked out.
They didn't.
The article is careful to point out that her friend sold her out right away.
Is there anything else about this one, or should we move on to the other fucked-artedness?
Well, they were charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, is it? But it can be a deadly weapon, right? I mean, it's been in...
It can be, but it's not when the police use it.
When well, the unless
use it, it's just like, well, first thing we'll do is use this deadly weapon against you.
Sadly... Not to correct you, because you guys are the authorities here. But sadly, we actually had a very recent incident in Vancouver where the police killed someone with a taser.
Yeah, exactly. It happens all the time.
It seems to happen all the time.
So, tasers are fucking dangerous.
Yeah, so maybe in that case, I guess it's like, it's a strange kind of thing. It's like, it's really not it's not dangerous. The police can use it to, but it is really dangerous. We'll call it if someone else uses it, we'll call it a deadly weapon.
Seems yeah, we'll charge you with the same thing as if you had a gun or a samurai sword.
It pretty much can be anything. Like if you stab somebody with a pen, would they then charge you with having a deadly weapon?
Depends on how good a job you do.
Yeah. But exactly.
And suddenly in the state of Florida, pens are outlawed.
Yeah.
I want to get your guys' opinion about the beefy crunch burrito.
Number one, neither of you wrote this article, right? Neither of you were ever employed by the San Antonio Express News, right?
We wish. I mean, the drama therein would, yeah. But no, go, please insult a way out the right.
It's just such a poorly written article.
It's confusing to read.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. It doesn't, like, that whole thing of, like, what happened first, you don't want to do that. You know, go running around in terms of the order of things, right?
It's like the Pulp Fiction of fast food accounts. They're non-linear, like they're jumping around in the timeline. I couldn't follow it.
It would be interesting if, like, they also had, like, you know, one guy who took over the role of the initial guy, you know? Like, just insert different characters in there as well. Why not, you know?
I thought that happened at one point.
Yeah, there was just a dream sequence.
I thought at one point, like, one of the cops became the bad guy.
And... Yeah, I don't think they even explain, like, all of a sudden there's some guy they keep referring to, and I don't remember them ever actually explaining who that guy was.
Well, yeah, like, halfway through, they jump to the end, and then, you know, they explain when he was taken off or whatever. They jump right from what happened at the fast food place to him being arrested, and then they explain, oh, and there was a three-hour standoff, and here's what happened in between.
Yeah.
And there... Shots were exchanged between him and the police, but they couldn't find any BBs from him, and the police windshield was shot out, and nobody knows how that happened. That doesn't check out. That sounds to me like one of the police officers shot out the windshield. There weren't any shots exchanged.
And then all the cops got together, and they're like, here's our story. We don't know what happened. All right? Go tell this shitty reporter.
Yeah. We know this reporter. They can't even tell a story in sequence, so it's fine. Just tell them whatever.
I also like how, like, it starts... The way it starts, to me, reminds me of, like, a very poorly written porn story by, like, a teenager. Like, it's like the price of the beefy crunch burrito had gone...
Do you read a lot of?
I do read a lot of
sources,
yes.
By teenagers.
Absolutely do. Yeah, or ones that seem very much like that, regardless of how the age of the. But it actually reminds me very much of like one of them where that sort of went something like the sexy lady slouching in her chair was greeted by a tall man. Like the way that it's structured was like exactly that kind of weirdness. The price of the beefy crunch burrito had gone up from 99 cents to 149, and the man at the Rigby Road Taco Bell drive-thru had just ordered 7. Is it a mystery?
It's kind of like a noir almost.
Yeah, it's a noir.
This who is this? Michelle Mondo is like, yeah, she's an artiste.
That's what I think too.
She's like, I'm gonna David Lynch this shit.
That sounds like a pseudonym, Michelle Mondo. Have you ever met somebody and they're like, oh, nice to meet you, John Mondo.
Mondo.
John Mondo.
It sounds like a con artist, like right there.
Well, here's what else that I didn't like about her writing. She took liberties. I don't know, probably like 6 paragraph down or whatever. It all began about 4 hours earlier when the man put in his order at the Taco Bell / KFC 2-for-1 restaurant. That's not what they're called. Where on the signage at any Taco Bell KFC combo restaurant have you ever seen the words 2-for-1?
Maybe 2-in-1.
2-in-1, maybe.
Sure. But I feel like this article is going to lead to there's going to be an article next week about somebody saying, yeah, I read in the San Antonio newspaper that there's a 2-for-1 restaurant. I would.
Yeah, that's not what it's called. She's writing as if she's talking to the ladies at the hair salon.
I also like the fact that, is she sleeping with the guy who runs the KFC Taco Bell 2-for-1? Because she's like at the end, at the end, she kind of like has this nice line. Tillman, who walked calmly back to work. You know, after he gets shot at. Like, she's
heroically gets back to work.
Yeah, where was he walking back from? Where was he walking back from, huh?
Oh, he's the guy that almost got shot. He thought he was going to get shot. The guy pulled the trigger. He was working at the Taco Bell. And then I don't know what happened, but towards the end. Like, yeah.
I think that's the twist ending. He was the other guy all along.
Oh, Catcher Jose. But who is this guy thinking he was going to eat 7 crunchy burritos?
Yeah, okay, so he's got 7 of whatever item. I don't know how big these things are, but I'm assuming decent size. And then he is holed up in a motel room with a bunch of guns. And if things go well, he's just going to go back and have dinner, all these 7 things, with his guns in the motel room, which doesn't sound like the saddest meal I've ever heard of. You guys...
Did he?
That's how we all eat in the States.
Oh, I forget. I apologize.
Here's the other thing. They're kind of bearing the lead in both these stories. I want to know, did either of these people eat their food? Because neither of them were arrested at the restaurant. Both happened after the fact. Did they?
Oh, well, let's read here. Mondo has a new sentence she's typing right now. After he was able to ditch police by hiding in his secret hotel room where he was hiding.
With his burritos and guns. Languidly stretched out.
Inhaling his burritos, knowing that any minute a
door could
canister of tear gas would sail through the window,
and
cracking it like ice, ruining his meal. He was put out.
Part of me respects him more.
Yeah? What's that?
He's gonna win all... Well, I feel like you've got to judge what both of these people were after. The one didn't get something that they were owed for free, but the other had the price unknowingly jacked 50% on him.
Right.
So which is more egregious?
It's true. That's
hey,
true.
But it was just a promotion.
And you know what? I find that people just don't make enough of a situation. You know, as a performer, I always think, you know, you should really milk a situation. And here's a guy, he's going full on, right? He's not just going to try to shoot somebody in the restaurant or fast food place.
He commits.
He goes on a full rampage, a shootout, you know, he's holed up in his motel room. Like, this is drama. Yeah, I have to admire that. Sorry?
He's really selling it.
Yes, he's committed. And I appreciate that.
I doubt that once that man was arrested, he said, no, I wasn't at that Taco Bell.
I was at another one.
Damn right, I was at that Taco Bell, and they overcharged me.
And I took a principled stance.
Yes, like anybody would.
It's like, yeah. He's a political prisoner when you think about it.
A little bit.
His first call is to Amnesty International. They got him.
So who do you think of the these people, who would you vote for as the fucktard of the week?
Tom, I'm deferring to you.
Really? I would say the woman with the mayonnaise and the mustard, just because she didn't own it.
Okay, she didn't. Yeah,
she didn't commit to her role in the entire situation. True. And denied it later.
Yeah, it's her.
And I think it's her, just because. And again, it's over something that was free, something that it's arguable whether she was owed or not. They don't owe her mustard and mayonnaise. Those are, you know, weird condiments to ask for. They don't know.
<That Wendy's>. True. What if she wanted salsa?
She was out of line. Exactly. Where's Wendy's going to draw the line on condiments?
So true. Well, and Tim, you don't.
I have to agree wholeheartedly.
All right, consensus.
I do as well.
Really?
I do.
All right.
I'm holding a taser gun to Tim right now, getting him to agree with me.
Thank you so much. Well, that's a big relief for us. You know, we can stop thinking about it. We have our verdict.
All right.
Tell us a bit about yourselves.
Well, about the show? Yeah. The show that we do?
Yes.
Old song and dance that we do? We host a show called The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast. And it's a show about everything. And every week we cover a new topic. And the topics, I mean, they can range from, I don't know, one thing to another thing.
For instance,
what did we do last week?
Kim Jong-il?
No, we did medicine.
Just general medicine?
Just medicine, all about medicine.
If you listen, you're legally a doctor afterwards.
Yeah.
Rant. I'm not going to intro this. I just, bear with me here. Man believed to be victim of serial killer John Wayne Gacy found alive. A man whose family, this is now, by the way, this is December 21st, 2011, so just a few weeks ago. A man whose family thought he had been murdered by serial killer John Wayne Gacy has been found alive and living in Oregon, Cook County Sheriff Thomas Dart says Wednesday. As I recall, I thought that John Wayne Gacy's victims were all children, and so when you start reading that, you're kind of like, okay, I guess something happened, and this kid, you know, maybe escaped, or something happened, and he ended up living somewhere else, and that's what happened, you know, found another family, and that's how it turned out, or whatever. But no, that's not what happened. So it goes, for 35 years, and now I'm going to reveal a little secret here, the gentleman now is 59. So 35 years ago, he was 24. And so that's not exactly the same thing as a child. So, all right, then you're like, okay, I really don't know what happened. So for 35 years, Theodore Ted Sal's family thought they had lost him. But this week they learned he actually was alive and had willingly disappeared years ago while going through a divorce. Wow. Okay. Quote, I believe Christmas has come early for the Sal family, Sheriff Darth said, being able to tell an 88-year-old father that his son, whose picture he has been carrying around for 34 years in his breast pocket, has been found alive is something special. If I had a child, okay, or a husband, or a father, or anything, and he freaking just took off, and I thought he had been murdered by a serial killer, because it was around that time, and I don't know how they kind of pieced it together, but everyone just thought apparently this guy had been killed by the serial killer, and it was that he just didn't give a shit about any of us enough to deal or call. I actually think I would have preferred the serial killer to have gotten him, because then you could support some responsibility on someone else. My dad, he was a really cool guy, you know? He had his issues, but, you know, I think things would have been really good if the serial killer hadn't gotten to him. Instead, he's a freaking douchebag. So I don't really understand the statement that Christmas has come early, but apparently these people really wanted him back, and were very happy that instead of being murdered, he was just an asshole. Anyway, the sheriff's office confirmed that Sal, now 59, is living in Beaverton, Oregon, and left town when he was 24 years old. He was not reported missing to authorities because Ted had a history of disengaging from his family for periods of time and then re-engaging, the sheriff's office said. Sal told the Oregonan, all right, that he felt like the black sheep of his family and decided to leave town after having a disagreement with them. I threw my keys away down the sewer grate, so I couldn't change my mind. Well, that's a commitment. I don't know why that would solidify it. Like, throwing your keys down, so couldn't you not come back and knock at the door and be like, yeah, fucked up, also lost my keys. I don't really know how that solidifies it, but anyway. He told the paper he figured his family could find him on the internet if they tried. Now, again, let's do the math here. He disappeared 35 years ago, and 35 years ago, the year was 1976. If in 1976, the internet as it exists now, it wasn't. So obviously, it wasn't when he left that he decided at some point they could find him on the internet. It's like down the road, you know, 20, 30 years later. He's like, man, I've been gone a while. But if they really cared, they'd find me. No, they thought you were killed, but sure, I guess. Anyway, Saul's description fit the profile that, and this really is written in the article, fit the profile that profile, comma, and the general profile. Saul's description fit the profile that profile, comma, and the general profile, whatever, and the general profile of several of Gacy's victims. And his car had been found abandoned near Chicago's O'Hare Airport, near where the serial killer lived. That led his family to believe he had likely been killed. I also have the follow-up question in the sense that if he knew of this internet thing, this fuzzy, useful, adorable internet thing, could he not himself have looked up his name and seen that basically people think he's been murdered viciously? Meh, no? Now it goes on to Gacy, which I love. I just like when they describe Gacy. It's that he always has to have the title. Gacy, comma, a part-time party clown, which I think makes him seem a lot more festive than he ended up being. Gacy, a part-time party clown, was put to death in 1994 for the killings of 33 boys and young men between 1972 and 1978. Victim 19 was believed to have been between 17 and 21 years old and between 5'1" and 5'6", investigators said. Officials were able to find Zal as they embarked on a search to identify him as part of an ongoing effort to identify Gacy's unknown victims. They have been asking anyone who believes to submit DNA samples to see if they match any of the unidentified victims. So in November, Saul's family gave DNA samples after speaking with the sheriff's office about their missing relatives. DNA from Saul's parents were not found to match any of the victims, the sheriff said. So they began a subsequent investigation that led to Saul's discovery in Oregon. When a detective first spoke to him and told him his family was looking for him, quote, there was a bit of silence on the phone, according to the press release. I think it was him just going, for Rizzle, I thought this was done with. Quote, Ted was completely surprised and searched for words, unquote, the sheriff's department said. Quote, after talking with the detective for a while, he asked him to relay a message to his dad. He wanted his dad to know that he was still fishing, just the way his dad taught him when he was growing up. Which I guess is sort of sweet, but he obviously didn't care enough for 35 years to do anything, to call anyone, to be like, hey, I might miss some of you, so I don't know how cute I really think this is. The sheriff's office said the family is currently working out what may be best way. They don't even have a the here in the article. Maybe best way to get... It's like I wrote it, except I wrote it with my math skills. Quote, while we are so relieved to have discovered that Ted is alive and well, our thoughts and prayers are also with the victims' families, both known and yet to be determined of John Wayne Gacy, his family said in a statement. We are so thankful to Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart and Detective Jason Moran. The work they are doing is meaningful and important. With the news they were able to bring to us, we do ask our privacy be respected while we sort through the next steps with our family. Thank you. All very legit. I gotta say, I can't imagine that what I would say to the dude wasn't, what the fuck? What the fuck? You stupid, inconsiderate son of a bitch. But yeah, I guess that's maybe not the happiest reunion put that way. Rant, 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 rant. Do you know what episode this is?
35.
That's right. 35.
35 episodes. That means 35 hours of top quality entertainment.
Exactly. And do you know where else you could find this kind of top-quality entertainment?
I don't know.
Well,
you should probably tell me, because I know that we have a big announcement.
Well, now we're on Stitcher.
What is Stitcher?
Well,
I don't understand.
I didn't think I'd have to explain it.
Well, if you like quality radio shows, quality shows put together as podcasts, if you download the Stitcher app to your Apple or Android device, you can then stream these top quality shows from the app into your ears.
Holy fuck!
I know. It's very cool. You can do it anywhere, as long as, of course, you are connected to the internet. But it is so cool because you can select your programming based on a category. Like, if you want to just laugh your ass off, click on comedy, and you get comedy-based shows. If you want to listen to talk radio, then you can do that too. But I could go on forever. But Stitcher is cool. I recommend it. I've used it. Have you used it yet?
Yes, I have.
And I found it very convenient.
It is, indeed. Basically, you can stream shows instead of having to
download them
do stuff. Yeah.
And you can flip around. You can go back to the show you were listening to. There's all kinds of great options inside of that application.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, thank you, Shane. That was enlightening.
I really think that Stitcher has to pay me now for giving me all kinds of information, because I have just preached the word.
Yes, you preached the word. Exactly. We might not even have to do the copy they said, but...
Oh, really? Is there something we have to actually say?
Got Stitcher?
Oh.
We're on it.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, right. Here we go. We got to do it properly. We got to really sell it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio. Wow, that's kind of a
damn
mouthful.
Straight.
We better rewrite that and like make it a little smoother.
Smoother?
It's a little okay. Jarring.
They had
know?
Other copy. I thought this one was the one that was like more slick.
More slick.
But I'll show you the other copy for the other times. We'll read the other.
Okay,
copy.
We'll go through.
We'll mix them. It up
that'd be
a
cool.
Bit.
Yeah, awesome. I love
mix
it.
Mix it up a bit. So thank you so very much for listening. If you want show notes or any more information about us
and
or
to
anything
vote
else,
on the. Fucktard of the week.
Exactly. Have your say. There's many ways to do it. You can go and vote. You can comment. You can Twitter us. Facebook up us, baby. Oh, so
yeah,
fucking good and hard.
Facebook
yeah.
Right
yeah.
Up you.
So we're at rantmehard.com.
That was so dirty.
You can subscribe. We're on iTunes or using any other podcast service. You can find all the information for that on our site. Please do rate us highly and tell your
vote. Rate us
highly.
If you don't like something, shut the hell
up. Exactly. Don't speak. Maybe go and take a vow of silence.
I am always located at shanesworld.ca.
Before I talk about myself, as I really so enjoy doing.
You never talk about yourself.
Yeah? Oh,
you're very
you.
Subtle and humble.
Aww. Thank you.
I'll put my pants back on. No, put your shirt back on.
You don't have to put your pants back on. You just complimented me. but you can find the show, just so you know, right off the bat, at Facebook as well. We're facebook.com/snmrants. You just have to write the word and out. snmrants.
Right.
Twitter @rantmehard. You can email us. You can email info@rantmehard.com if you want both of us to direct it to each one individually.
Right.
It's monica@rantmehard.com or shane@rantmehard.com. And we're also on Skype, and that's rantmehard. You can leave a message and rant. And about me. Oh, well, what can I say? My presence exudes beauty, honesty, integrity, the Canadian way. You can find me at yourdoseoflunacy.com and at Twitter @MonicaHamburg, HAMBURG.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
I think you should get a domain of, like, instead of your name, because sometimes people could spell an E or U on your last name.
Sure. It's you.
Monica is me.
Monica is me.
Monica is me.
I don't know. I get it feels cheesy. It's
Monica
why,
me?
Why would I care? Monica me.
Monica
like it's
me.
A sex
hey,
act. Yeah.
Totally
hey,
want to do
there's
Monica.
By the way, there's a movie that just came out, and it's actually like it's not a porn. Okay, it's a thriller, and it's called ATM.
ATM.
Yeah, Like,
I don't.
There's a porn term, ATM. Oh, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know.
Ass
that.
To mouth. Is,
ew.
I know, it's disgusting. It's the fact, it's extremely popular now in porn, which makes it really even more disgusting because it's just so. It's not healthy. You shouldn't do that to people. But anyway,
that's like E. coli straight
it's,
from your
it's exactly.
Bowel
no, it's
gross.
It's pretty disturbing that that's... it actually has gotten so popular. If I can only take a picture right now of Shane's face, it's almost like Igor or something. Like, it's just so distorted and freaking. But anyway,
God, that's just awful.
I know, it's pretty. Anyway, so apparently that movie ATM.
What's the movie about?
Oh, it's so funny. I saw.
Is it about? You saw this film?
No, I saw the preview because Patrick Mahila, who's a comedian here, he and Eric Fell, who was on our show, were talking about it on Twitter, and Patrick Mahila was just like, how do these films get made? And cry because you can't get a film made, and these films are getting made.
Wow.
Anyway, it's a thriller about these people. I actually would go to see it because I kind of like these like very claustrophobic pieces, and I love those thrillers where someone's trapped in a space and there's only a few people. I love that stuff, so I would go see it. But it actually does look very stupid because it's like these guys and this one guy sees this chick, and then he picks her up, and then they go driving like wherever, and then one of the guys in the middle of fucking nowhere is like, oh, I need an ATM, and it looks like it's like 4 a.m. or something, so you're like, for what? And also, you're nowhere, why didn't you think about it when you were in the city? Because they start out in the city, right? Like, you see them in like downtown or somewhere. So then he's like, I need an ATM, and then they stop at this ATM, and it's in buttfuck nowhere. It actually doesn't, it's the weirdest thing, because the ATM is like, there's nothing around, it's just a lit ATM, like it's floating like some, you know, UFO station, and they go in there, and then there's a killer outside, and then they're trapped in there. It's just,
it's a
fucking stupid premise, but I swear I'll go see this. That's it. So on that note, apparently here's some movie stuff for you to watch. ATM.